Hey, it's the Pete here. I am trying to ask questions about Verizon Fios service in my neighborhood here in Manhattan. And I'm just calling up Verizon.
We're calling about Verizon, home of America's fastest internet speed. Digital TV experience unlike any other, and crystal clear calling.
So,
ask your representative just, how you can save
this
over
$800
today when you bundle.
$800. I can save $800. Good Christ. Who is spending over $800 on their monthly entertainment? It's ridiculous. I do want to talk to a representative.
Or have recently placed an order, please press 2. If you are interested in learning more about Verizon wireless phone services,
no, just one.
If you would like to set up a new account,
no, I don't want to set up a new account.
To add services to an existing account, press 2.
No, I don't want
to
add services.
To the main menu, press 3.
No, but wait.
Thank you for calling about Verizon, home of America's fastest internet speed. Digital TV experience unlike any other, and crystal clear calling.
Wow.
Ask your representative how you can save over $800 a day when you bundle your services.
Still seems like a lot of money.
Español o Primo Ocho. If you would like to speak to a representative to hear more about setting up your services today,
sure.
Press 1.
Ah,
if you
1, okay, 1, to talk to a representative.
If you would like to set up a new account, press 1.
Don't want to set up a new account until I know I can get coverage in my area.
Press 2. To go back to the main menu, press 3.
So the two choices here are set up a new account or add services.
Press 1.
Let's just go back to the main menu.
Thank you for calling about Verizon. Home
of
America's fastest internet speed.
All right, I know the option. 1.
TV experience. If you would like to set up a new account.
No, I don't want to set up a new account.
To add services to an existing
See,
account.
This is the beauty of humanless commerce. We get into these ridiculous feedback loops where you know, somebody in some corporation decides what the customer is going to need or what they don't want to provide, which is probably what's really going on. And then we just get stuck in these stupid feedback loops because I don't really want to open an account today. I just want to make sure it's available so my wife and I can talk about whether or not we want to go with Verizon Fios. See, because what happens is you go to, or at least I went to the website, and I entered in my zip code, and it said, congratulations, Fios is available in your area. So I went and started, you know, tapping, because of course I'm on my tablet, and I'm like tapping on the little icons to select a plan, and all of them look like they're tappable, but none of them actually are. So I'm like tapping and nothing's happening. So I'm like, okay. There are phone numbers all over the place, but I'm like, I'm not really a fan of talking on the phone. You know, it's like you get on the phone with these pushy salesmen, you end up signing up for more than you want or don't get what you want. And so I just want to, you know, tap some check boxes and go, I want this, 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 and this, submit, take my money, that kind of thing. So of course, if I get to those check boxes, the website should have already told me, yes, you can have Fios. So anyway, so the website has told me Fios that I can get Fios in my neighborhood. So I go and I find the order now link. So I tap that and then it says, congratulations. We've found that you are eligible for Verizon internet services. And that's not what I want. That's the same speed as I'm getting now from Clear, which is like tiny, and it's like 3 megabytes per second. It seems megabits per second, you know what I mean. Anyway, so I'm like, that's weird, because on the last page you said I could get Fios, now you're saying all I can get is Verizon internet. So I go back to the main page again and I do the whole process again, enter my zip, and it says congratulations again, I can have Fios, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, all right, fine, you guys are going to be lame, I'll call the 800 number, you know, 855, whatever it is, I forget. And then I get into that feedback loop. So yay, pretty dumb. But I suppose we can give it another try, and then have, and then just go ahead and pretend like I'm gonna set up an account just so I can, I can actually get some answers and talk to somebody. And I tried, on a previous call, I tried hitting zero a bunch of times, and it didn't get me anywhere. It just...
Thank you for calling about Verizon, home of America's fastest internet speed, digital TV experience unlike any other, and crystal clear calling.
Uh-huh.
Ask your representative how you can say if you would like to set up a new account.
Sure,
one. May be
monitored. Oh, yay. I might actually get a person now. Well, after this fun little runaround, thanks for listening, folks. This is the Pete. And now I'm on hold. They've just told me that, good news, there is Verizon coverage in my area, but she put me on hold before I had a chance to ask, Fios service can I get? Now she's forwarding me on to a sales wrangler who can tell me. That's not what they called it. That's what I call it. Who can tell me about all the good deals? This is so ridiculous. Why the hell does hold music always suck and sound like this? Distorted and gross and just mindless music. Better than commercials, I suppose. Anyway, I'll spare you. No, she just took me off hold because all the wranglers are busy, and so I was able to ask her if Verizon services, just Verizon services, or if Fios specifically was available in my neighborhood, and she said she did not know. Quality service. This information should be on the website, for crying out loud. When I signed up with Clear two years ago now, they had all their info right there on the site, so it was just like, I knew exactly what I was doing when I actually signed up with them. Now I'm just like, what the hell's going on? Verizon, wee. So finally was able to find out if I had Fios in my neighborhood or not, and of course the answer is not. But in order to do that, I had to jump through so many hoops. It was really frustrating to me, and I really don't have a whole lot of interest in going with Verizon, especially since I discovered that it's just the regular DSL, so that's the best they can do for me in my neighborhood, which is really sad, because, I mean, it's like, he's like 3 megabytes per second, or megabits, I get the two confused, I'm sorry, and I'm a techie, I should have this stuff squared away. Anyway, but it's like, you know, 3 seems a little slow to me, especially since I get that kind of speed with Clearwire right now, and that seems really slow. And he's like, well, because it's a dedicated line and da-da-da-da-da, it'll be fine, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why that would make a difference, why a dedicated line would change my actual transfer speeds according to speedtest.net. So, anyway, I don't know. I just hate salespeople with a freaking passion. I really just don't like talking to them, because, you know, and he tried to push, you know, the service I didn't want on me. So anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you've not been too frustrated on my behalf, or vicariously frustrated through me, or whatever the hell that would be. But I wanted to document this publicly, because I hate dealing with salespeople and signing up for new services, because they just always bait and switch and, you know, exaggerate and all that fun stuff. So anyway, this has been the Pete signing off. Thanks for listening, and feel free to leave a comment or something. Catch me on Twitter. Thanks. Bye.